So it is to your wish most dynamic.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We have a very rare occurrence here that we have Vayelech on its own. We've got Vayelech at the beginning of the year. I haven't checked, we've probably got Vayelech at the end of the year again. So, twice in the same year. So the first two words of the parasha, Vayelech Moshe, Moshe went. It doesn't tell us where he went. It doesn't say where he came from and where he was going to. So what does it mean, Vayelech? I once saw Rav Zevin brings out a very nice idea from the word Vayelech Moshe. Vayelech means to go. We know the pasuk tells us that Malachim are referred to as Oimdin. They stand, they're stagnant. They're created with a certain madrega, at a certain level, and that's the way they remain for their entire existence. They don't change, they don't develop. Whereas a person is a mahalich, a person goes, a person is expected and has the ability to go, to steig, to progress, to become greater. If a person is going somewhere, on the whole, that is a positive thing. He's going somewhere, he's going where he needs to go. But suppose he's going in the wrong direction, then it's actually detrimental that he's going. He'd be better off standing still. At least he wouldn't be going further away from where he's meant to be. If a person is going the wrong way, the first thing he should do is stop. Don't continue going. Stop. Figure out which way you're supposed to be going. And then go the right way. But to keep going when you're going the wrong way is pointless. So, the Yetzer Hara is referred to that when Nosson HaNovi spoke to David HaMelech and was rebuking him, he rebuked him with a moshul. And in the middle of the moshul, he said, Vayovoy Helech, a wayfarer came, Le'isha Oshir. So the Gemara tells us, and that's the moshul, what's the nimshul? The nimshul, the Helech, is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara takes a person. He doesn't content himself with a person with doing one thing wrong. If a person does something wrong, he persuades him to do the next thing, as we know Chazal tell us, Hayim oimer lo yasei kach, mocha oimer lo yasei kach, ad sheoimer lo yelech avodah v'zorah. The way of the Yetzer Hara is to continue progressing, but not in the correct direction, but in the wrong direction, to get the person to keep going further and further into avodah. So a person in life, of course, has the potential to be a mahalik, to steig, to develop, but he also has the potential to do the opposite, to go in the wrong direction, influenced by the Yetzer Hara to keep going the wrong way. So, if that occurs, a person has to stop, recalibrate, recalculate, and then head in the right direction. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique in that he was so oisgah abot and so perfected in his ways that he was able to continue going without stop. He never needed to stop and work out, maybe I'm going wrong, I need to change my direction. He was always going in the right direction. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu is now on the last day of his life. He's completed 120 years of Avodas Hashem. And the Torah says, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe was a Vayelech, he was continuously going, he never needed to stop and recalculate where he's supposed to be going. He was always Vayelech, going, going, going. That's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, we can only shoot for the stars, at least we won't get stuck in the mud. Then we should be, but at least we have to understand that sometimes we have to stop, but the ideal is to be able to continue going in the right direction. That's something we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, we have an appreciation of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the animamins is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi of all. Actually, doesn't say he was the greatest tzaddik. The Rambam says that a person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But I don't know if it means to this level. But the point is that we have to be mahalich in the right direction. If we're making a mistake, the first thing is stop and then work out where we're supposed to be going and then go in the right direction. In the Pasuk starts by Revi, which is Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud. The Torah tells us about the mitzvah Hakil. Once in 7 years, in the Sukkos, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, immediately following Shemitah, Klal Yisrael were to gather in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech would sit on a specially erected platform, and he would learn large parts of the Torah, sections of Sefer Dvorim, and everyone had to be there to hear these words of the Torah. And the Torah tells us as follows, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'voichod Yisroel, L'roes Espinei Hashem L'kecha, at the time when Klal Yisroel all come to appear in front of Hashem for the mitzvah of Re'ia on Yom Tov, V'amokim Asher Yivchol, V'smikdash, Tikores HaTorah HaZoyis, you should read this Torah, the Melech, Neged Kol Yisroel, Bozneim, everyone has to hear. Who has to hear? It says the Pasuk, Hakel Es Ha'om, Ho Anoshim, the men, V'hanoshim, and the women, V'hataf, and the children, V'yecha Shebesh. Why? L'ma'an yishmu, they should hear, L'ma'an yud, and they should learn. And the Pasuk continues. So the Gemara, Rashi brings the Gemara. The men, we understand. The men, they have a mitzvah, Talmud Torah. They have to come. Anoshim l'ilmoid. V'hanoshim, the women, why do they come? They come, they don't have a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, but they also need to hear the Torah. But why do the children need to come? What's the purpose of children coming? So the Gemara says, Rashi brings it, Lama bo, losi schar l'mivieim, that the people who bring them should get schar. So the children have no purpose in coming. There's no need. There's no, they don't understand anyway. But the Torah says, bring them to get schar for those who bring them. But the question is, if there's no purpose in them being there, there's no benefit, then what's the schar for bringing them? But why are you bringing them? What's the purpose? Very nice you get schar, but why do we need to bring them? Why does the Torah need to bring them? Why tell us to bring them? Rav Ferber says, it's a very beautiful chat. He says, if a father and a mother are coming, all the adults are coming, the children can't be left at home. The children have to be cared for. So inevitably, the children are going to be brought. Says the Torah, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want to give you a mitzvah. Don't just bring them because you have to bring them. I'm going to give you a mitzvah, and that way you're bringing them anyway. But lo se schar l'mivieim, you should get a schar for doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, is taking something that we're anyway going to do, and he's giving us schar for it. And that's the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving us opportunities to do mitzvahs. Now, Ferber says a very similar idea. The Mishnah, which we say, it's a Mishnah in, not sure, I don't remember. We say it after Pirkei Avos. Rabchanan ben Akasha Omer, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael Yisroel, Leficha Chevu Lehem Torah Mitzvah Shenema, Hashem Chofetz Leman Tzidkei Yad B'Torah V'Yad. We're very familiar with this Pasuk. We always say it, and sometimes after Drosha we say it. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisroel Zchusim, and therefore he gave us many mitzvahs. Now, one could argue that the opposite is true, because if a person has a few mitzvahs, so fine, I can focus on those mitzvahs, and I can keep those mitzvahs. But if we're busy with loads of mitzvahs, and we don't have time to do them all, we're busy, we have other things that we need to do, we need to have a panosum, we need to look after our physical needs, we fall short in our kiyum mitzvahs. So what does it mean that Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to be mezakeh es Yisrael, lefichach chirbo lehem Torah mitzvahs, get more mitzvahs means more opportunities to go wrong. Says Rav Ferber that Chazal mean a different thing. Chazal mean, in every move that we make, there's always an opportunity to do a mitzvah. If a person's a farmer, so he has the mitzvah of kilayim, he has the mitzvah of trumas ha'mais, he has the mitzvah of lekach shikropel. If a person's a businessman, he has to be careful of einor, of ribis, of gezer. If every step a person takes a knife, whatever a person's doing, there's always an opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's what it means. Hashem planted opportunities for mitzvahs in every step, every area of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a chance to gain Zchusim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all those mitzvahs. And I found a very nice medrash, which Mamash says this, the medrash in Parshas Kisetze, talks about the pasuk in Mishlei, Ki Livyas Chein Hein. Livyas means a levoyim, is accompaniment. So, the mitzvahs are Livyas Chein, says the medrash. Wherever you go, hamitzvos melavos oischo. The mitzvahs accompany you. And the Mishnah goes through a whole list. Ki sivne bayis chodosh, You build a new house, you have a mitzvah to make a makir. The mitzvah, the Medrash continues, if you made a door, you have a mitzvah of mezuzah. If you wore new clothes, and you, again you got mitzvahs, you're making new clothes, so you have a mitzvah of leisod ha-shapnis. It doesn't say this one here, but I think there's also a tzitzis as well. And then you've got, a person wants to have a haircut. What could be involved in a haircut? Be careful not to cut the pears. If you have a field, then a mitzvah of plowing. You mustn't plow. You mustn't use animals, two different animals to plow your field. When you're ready planting your field, again you have a mitzvah of kelaim. When you cut your produce, you have a mitzvah of omer. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last few words. Even if you aren't actually doing anything, you're just walking along the road, you still have the accompaniment of mitzvahs. So wherever we turn, every opportunity, we know we have a lochus of how to get dressed, how to tie our shoes. Every step that we take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us mitzvahs. Now, not directly connected to this, but I once heard from David Ashir, from the living Emuna, he says that, both from the Ben Ishchai, that in Aseres Metshuva, every minute has such immense value, it's equivalent to an entire month, any other time of year. Which means, every time we learn a bit of Torah, we do a mitzvah, an Aseres Metshuva, it's multiplied so much. So if we think about this, there's so many things that we're doing anyway, we're tying our shoes, and we just have to give it a bit of thought. We're doing a mitzvah, mekayim halacha, anytime it upgrades it, but certainly in our sesame tshuva, it's something that's kapara and zchusim before Yom Kippur. Okay, a bit further on, in the parsha, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah, pasuk yud tes. Va'ato, kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael to write this shira. V'lamado has b'nei Yisrael, teach it to b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiyem. What's the shira? So Chazal learned from here. This is the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, the mitzvah of writing the sefer Torah. That the shira hazinu is written in, referring to the shira's hazinu in the next parasha. And that is included in the Sefer Torah. You have to write the whole Sefer Torah, so the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Gemara tells us, a fascinating statement, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, Afal pi, shehinichu lo avosov Sefer Torah lo odom. If a person had a Sefer Torah, which he inherited from his ancestors, his father gave him a Sefer Torah, he might have thought, okay, I have a Sefer Torah, I don't need another one. No, says the Gemara, Mitzvah lichtov mishaloi, there's still a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah, in addition to the one he has. And the question is why? What's the purpose? You can't learn from two at the same time. Once you have a Sefer Torah, you've already got one. So why does the Torah tell, why does the Gemara tell us that there's still a mitzvah to write your own? So I saw in the Ksav Sefer, and also independently in the Darkei Musa, they say mamash the same vault. It's a very beautiful vault. We know we have a Messiah, a Messiah of Midor Doi. So we get from our father, our grandfathers, get the Torah, the way the Torah and the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us like that. A person may, however, be complacent and say, okay, I've inherited the Torah and the mitzvahs from my father, I'll just carry on doing it, I keep up tradition, and that's enough for me. But such an approach to Torah mitzvahs will end up with a very dry and uninspiring Kiyama mitzvahs. A person has to be able to find a freshness and maybe introduce some fresh ideas, chasashon, not to change the Torah, but a way of upgrading, improving the way a person's mekayim the Torah in order to keep it fresh and it to be koine, it should be yours. That's how you make it yours. So the Torah is telling us the Gemara is telling us, even though a person received the Sefer Torah from his parents, he's already got the Masorah, but don't keep it just because mitzvah sanoshim ulemodah, that's the habit, how it's brought up, like this is a tradition. Tradition's wonderful, it's very important. But it has to be with a freshness, with one's own input, one's own infusion, one's own excitement and enthusiasm. And we actually refer to this concept every time we daven. In the first bracha of Shemena Etzra, we say, Elokeinu Elokei Avisenu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok v'Elokei Yaakov. We could have just said, Elokei Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Why do we mention separately each time, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok v'Elokei Yaakov? Says the Dake Musa, that this is how the Ovis approached Torah Mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed. He instilled a Munah in the world. He passed that over onto Yitzchak. But Yitzchak didn't say, oh, I've got this Gevaldige Torah from Avraham Avinu, that's enough. No. He also added his own slant, his own flavor, Gevura, his own Avodah. That's what he added. He didn't neglect Chas v'Shalom what he received from his father, but he added on and he added on to it. Yaakov Avinu, also, he was Mekabel, the Torah from Avraham and from Yitzchak, but he also added his own. Titin Emes Liyakov, he added his freshness, his approach, which gave it his own, he was Kohen of the Torah himself. He made his own Sefer Torah Mishaloi, meaning his own approach to Avodas Hashem. And that's why we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because each one had their own, so to speak, their own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their own individual, unique relationship, which they built from their own understanding, from their own Tzchonus HaNefesh. Obviously, at the same time, as we said, very important tradition, Masorah is very important. It's the basis of Yiddishkeit. And he says, Rav Yaakov Naiman, the Melakhi Musa, he was once in Vilna, and the Chofetz Chaim was there. He was there by the Asifas HaRabbonim, and he spoke to the Rabbonim in trying to mechazik Yiddishkeit. And he said, if you look around, take, let's say, a tailor. He's a tailor, he does his job, makes nice garments. But how do you know if he's actually pleased with the job that he's doing? Take a carpenter. He's a joiner. He does woodwork. How do you know if he's actually happy with the work that he's doing? Or he's rather doing something else? The way to tell is, will he teach his children to do the same craft? If he'll teach his child, he'll train his child and say, listen, this is a good source of panosa, this is a good umnus, you should also do this, I'll teach you how to do it. That shows that he has an enthusiasm for it. If he says, never mind that, you do something else, that shows that he has no interest. Obviously, a child is going to have, might be a different nature, but the point is, if it's important to a person, if it's valuable to the person, then he'll pass it on to the next generation. Says the Chofetz Chaim, how do we know, how can we measure, how can we test ourselves if the Torah is valuable to us, as if we pass it on to the next generation? If we are inspired and encourage our children to learn Torah, to do Kayim Mitzvahs, that shows that it means something to us. If we don't bother too much about it, then that's a simon that we don't attach enough importance to it. So we have to have both. We have to have the Sefer Torah Mishaloi, a person has to have his own chidush, but at the same time, a person has to remember there's a Masorah and give it over to the next generation. And the Ksav Sefer puts these two ideas into the pasuk. So we said, "Va'ato kisu lochem es hashira hazoyis." You should write for yourselves, i.e., make your own kinyan in Torah, kinyan in mitzvahs. And at the same time, "Ve'lamadah es b'nei Yisrael." Teach it to the b'nei Yisrael. Teach it to the next generation. You have to have both. You have to have your own chiddush and also giving over the Torah to the next generation. The Haftorah of Parshas Vayelech this week we tackled. Going to learn that Haftorah of Shuvah, Shabbos Shuvah, it's called Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos between Yom Hashanah and Kippur. And this, it comes from the first section of it, comes from Hosea, the Novi Hosea. He said, Shuvah Yisroel Ad Hashem Elokecho, he tells Klal Yisroel to do Shuvah, Ki Choshalta L'Avinecho. So I saw in one of Rav Pinchas Roberts' Sforim, he brings a medrash in Parsha's Vayeshev. after the Shvatim sold Yosef, the Pasuk says, Vayoshav Reuven el Aboy. Reuven came back and he saw what had happened. Yosef was no longer there. And he felt very bad about it. He felt responsible for it. And he did tshuva. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'olam lechata adam lefanai va'asa tshuva. It has never happened that someone has sinned in front of me and has done tshuva. Ve'ata pasachto b'tshuva tchila. And you introduced the idea of tshuva. Chayecho, I promise you. She'ben bincho oimedu pisach b'tshuva tchila. Your descendant, he will be the one to first encourage Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, as this is Hoshea, who came from Shevet Reuven. Shenema shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem elikecho. Hoshea was a Navi who brought tshuva to Klal Yisrael, shuva Yisrael, because his ancestor Reuven was the first one to do tshuva. And the question is glaring. Reuven was the first one to do tshuva. Adam Arishon did tshuva. Others before him did tshuva. Cain, right. Many others did tshuva, the Midrashim tell us. So what does it mean Reuven was the first one to do tshuva? So Rav Robert says there's another Medrash which sheds light on this. The Medrash in Parshas Tetzaveh. So what are the words, what the next pasuk that Hoshea says? Kuchu imochim devorim, take with yourselves words, v'shuvu el Hashem, and return to Hashem. What are these words? Which words are we referring to? Says the Medrash, Omar lohem, Hoshea told Klal Yisrael, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devorim ani mevakesh, I am looking for words, she'emar, kichu imochem devorim v'shuvu el Hashem, v'ani moichil al kol avoy nisichem, I'll forgive all your avarice if you do words. What are these words? Ve'en devorim elo divrei Torah. Devorim means Torah. So what it means is that Hoshea HaNavi wasn't the first one to introduce the concept of tshuva. He was the one who gave us guidance how to perform tshuva. What does tshuva entail? The main tshuva, says Hoshea, is dvorim, i.e. Torah. Divrei Torah. I mean, learning Torah. So, Fashtetzach, learning Torah can involve, there's two parts to it. There's learning Torah, the mitzvah's time of Torah, which I want to elaborate on a bit. But there's also the other parts of Torah. A person has to learn halachas to know how to keep, how to be a yid. If a person doesn't know Shabbos, famously the Chofetz Chaim brings from the Eretz Devash, I think. That if a person doesn't learn halachas, he's certainly going to be nichshel on a regular basis. And all the halachas, every halachas, all the parts of Torah, if a person doesn't learn it, then he's not going to be able to ensure that he keeps it. But primarily, when we say Torah, we mean the actual Talmud Torah for the sake of learning Torah. And a person learns Torah, well, it doesn't make a difference. You're learning Zvachim, you're learning Erechim, it doesn't make a difference. So you're learning some Torah, that brings about the kapora that makes a person get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's many, many makoros for this. I'd like to share with you some of them. The Zohar HaKadosh says the following words. The kol man d'ishtadel b'iraiso. Anybody who works with Torah, who exerts himself to learn Torah, afogav d'isgazir olei unshom ele'elo. Even if he has been decreed on him a punishment in the Shemaim, nichale mikol karbonin. This is more beneficial to him than all karbonos. Vahu einsha iskara, and that punishment, the gzardin, would be torn up. Of the gin, the yilei bolishma, if he's osik v'toyra l'shem Shemaim, kutzabrichu is spice bad. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. So we come now before Yom Kippur. We want to have a kapora. The best investment is to spend time learning Torah, because that brings about a kapora. This is a famous Gemara. David HaMelech, we know that he was destined to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him he was destined to die on Shabbos. So every Shabbos, David HaMelech ensured to be learning Torah constantly, non-stop. And Yitzhakah was not possible to take David HaMelech's life until the Malach HaMoves had to resort to some very extreme tactics to get David HaMelech to stop learning for one moment. It says that he said he wasn't able to overcome him. He posak pumi migiris. He was constantly learning Torah. Oh my avid, what should I do? I've got a job to do. I have a mission. Malach HaMoves, I need to take David HaMelech's life, and I can't do it. Havale busana achoye besi. He had an orchard behind his house. Also Malach HaMoves. Malach HaMoves came solik ubochish vilni. He started banging the trees, making noises. Novak lemichzi. So David HaMelech went out to see, in brackets, I once heard from a falk, I think I've heard or I saw it. David HaMelech is so curious, he had to stop learning to go and see what's going on. So I think he said that, it could be quoted from the Chasson Sofer maybe, that David HaMelech was concerned that maybe something's being Mechalel Shabbos, something's going on in the trees. They went out to see what's going on to stop them. But still, he didn't stop learning. Have a solid with Darga, he went up steps. If his Darga Mechtuse, and the step cracked. So for that moment, Ishtik, he was silent. Benoch Nafshe, David HaMelech was Nifta. You see, it was time for him to leave this world, yet the fact that he was learning Torah protected him. Now what does it mean learning Torah? So, we know what it means to learn Torah. But it can be a little bit. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Kedoshim says as follows. If somebody has done an Avera, he's stumbled, what should he do in order to be alive, to stay alive? If he normally read one page of Torah, whatever it is, add on a bit more, learn two dapin. If you learn one perek of Mishnayos, yishneshnayim. We're not asking for major things, just a little bit more, that's already a zchus for a person to live. And I once heard from Avdon Segal, if you notice, we start off with slichos, we start off with ashri, and then we have a whole long, long section of psukim. Every slicha is introduced with psukim, which parenthetically, the whole slicha is built on those psukim, and one's supposed to say those psukim. After the Yud Gimel Middos, there's always a few psukim. Each slicha has their own psukim. But what's the idea of all these psukim? The psukim comes from Tanakh. And Tanakh is the basis of Torah. The zchus haTorah is what we need in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us and accept our tefillahs.
How does that answer about Reuven being the first one?
So Reuven was the one who introduced a way of doing tshuva. Not the idea of tshuva. He taught us how to do tshuva. The way to do tshuva is to learn Torah.
How do you
know that? The other Medrash says that the Dvorim, he says, Kechui Mochem Dvorim. I think I phrased the question incorrectly. The question was, the question was, Hashem wasn't the first Novi to tell us about Tshuva. That's the question. Thank you for correction. Hashem was the one telling us, Pesach, he taught Klal Yisrael how to do Tshuva. He didn't just introduce the concept of Tshuva, because the concept of Tshuva was around for a long time. But he gave us instructions and direction how to do it. Thank you very much. Yeah, he told us how to do Tshuva, and that is by learning Torah. We know that Rab Ami, as Gemara says in Brochus, Rab Ami and Rab Asi, they had 13 shuls in their city where they lived, in Tveria, but they didn't daven any of those shuls. They chose to daven in the place where they learned Torah. Because the Koyach HaTorah, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that we blow the shofar standing by the bima, because the Zchus HaTorah enables us our tefillah and our shofar to be accepted. We see the Koyach HaTorah is very, very great. And there's plenty more about this, but the time's running out. There's one more thing I want to share with you. We have in the Beis HaMikdosh, there was the Lishkas HaGozis. Lishkas HaGozis is where the Sanhedrin Gedolah would sit. And it says that in Mishneh Tomid, it says that they would, after they finished the Tumas Hadeshen and the Tomid, they would come into the Lishkas HaGozis to daven. Says the Pirush Rosh on the Mishnah, why? Shetfilos shel adam nishmas b'mochim dalad amos shel Torah. A person's tefillah is heard in b'mochim dalad amos shel Torah. Where a person learns Torah, that's the most powerful tefillah. So I'm not suggesting we all go and change the shul we daven in, but it's just the point is that the koyach haTorah is powerful. Now we have the opportunity. It's like I forgot to mention before, we spoke about the fact that persons are mahalich. So the Gemara tells us on the pasuk Yelchu Mechayil El Choyu. Mechayil El Choyu is if a person goes from tefillah to Torah, that gives a big schus to a person. So that's what this whole shiur is based on, it's built on that. Yechu Mechayil El Choyu, go from davening straight to Torah, and that's the best way to start your day and to start the year. And may we all be zeicher to Shana Tova and the Gemara Chasina Tova.